The next patient is Miss Irma Colon. First name, I-R-M-A. Last name, C-O-L-O-N. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD that has reached stage 5. Period. This patient, when admitted to the practice, had an advanced case of kidney disease, and for that reason, a kidney biopsy was never done. Period. We know that she has a diffuse arteriosclerotic process. She is a status post coronary bypass graft that was done in 2007. She has a multinodular goiter that is followed by endocrinology. This time, the patient had this visit with a laboratory workup that was done on June the 6th of 2024, in which the serum creatinine is 4.5, the BUN is 56, the estimated GFR is 10, the potassium is 5.4, the CO2 is 18. The patient is not taking the bicarbonate tablets as ordered. Albumin is 3.9. When we ask the patient how she was doing, she says that she's feeling well. At this point, it is imperative to emphasize the need for renal replacement therapy. The patient is reluctant to consider it. We are going to treat her symptomatically, and we advise her to go to emergency room if she develops symptoms of uremia that were discussed in detail with the patient. The patient, following number, the patient has been evaluated by Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, like in Zulu, for the anemia. The serum protein electrophoresis and immunoelectrophoresis is with normal limits. The kappa lambda ratio is within normal range. In other words, the explanation of the anemia is most likely associated to iron deficiency and CKD5 rather than a paraprotein. Following number, arterial hypertension. The patient continues with a diastolic of 90. Whether or not the patient is taking the medication is unknown. Following number, status post coronary artery bypass graft that is, and a coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Nunez, N-U-N-E-Z. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That will be reevaluated in the future. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency with supplementation, and the patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism that is related to CKD 5. The calcium is 8.4. We'll reevaluate the case in about 3 weeks. We are very concerned about the well-being of this patient. We emphasize the need of renal replacement therapy, but she still is refusing our advice.